Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is Masela Ntlapo, who is the CEO at African Rail Industry Association. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Morning to you and morning to your listeners.
So we know how important rail is. We've discussed this. It is absolutely the way to go in terms of goods transport, never mind even the people's side. But unfortunately, rail trains are running empty. Why is this?
It's a broad question, and if I perhaps can ask, maybe clarify that previously we had a significant amount of freight that was on rail as compared to now, and I think that perhaps the business model from the Transnet perspective has shifted a bit more onto your commodities that are more profitable than other commodities. You look at your agricultural site that recently had a boom. And because they are not being serviced by Transnet anymore, then the entire boom lands on our roads. It's a good business for the trucks. But at some point, and I think currently the trucks have sort of reached their absolute ceiling. And I think that your road to rail strategy can only be implemented by private sector, because we act fast, and then that talks to third-party access. Because without that, we'll not be able to achieve the volumes that we're looking for.
There's been a lot, certainly, that that I've seen on social media about the infrastructure, the stations being not equipped, rail, actual rail being either stolen or damaged. What is our infrastructure like at the moment?
Well, if you look at the BRASA infrastructure, we have heard that there's been some significant damage there. And on the Transnet lines as well, there's been some significant damage. But my view around these things is that it's an asset that belongs to the state, and therefore the obligation to protect the asset belongs to the state. And I think the state could have done better in terms of protecting the infrastructure. And then on the other hand, it's unheard of that half of the infrastructure that belongs to BRASA, it goes missing and no one knows anything. And I think we need to change that. We can't have an economic treason taking place and not deal with the criminals. So it has an impact on me, on you. It just increases the logistics cost. And I think as government and private sector, we need to work together to ensure that we protect our assets. It's not only government's assets, but it's our assets as the public as well.
And, I mean, do you think that we can get this right? Do you think that given where we're at the moment, we can get back or get to a point that our rail becomes an efficient, viable option?
Absolutely. For us as an organization, we are positive. Going back, it will mean that Transnet reinvent itself. But we're living in a new environment. We want to have transformed the transport sector. And the only way to do that is about achieving structural reform within the railway sector. It's about changing the market and allowing in private sector participants, whether in a form of private operators, whether in a form of funders, whether in a form of insurance companies. Then it will trickle down the economy into the manufacturing space, and then obviously we'll get rid of unemployment. We'll have a serious reduction on the fees must fall, because people start earning money and be able to afford the basic needs, the basics in terms of education, and we'll be giving the men and women in this country their dignity back. So absolutely. But the key is third-party access, active participation of the private sector in this country. And private sector, by the way, is not a dirty word. Private sector are you and me, South African citizens, who work in the best interest of this country.
I think that's awesome. I think that is absolutely right. I think those days are gone where we just look to the state and say, please sort this out for us, and you're not doing a good enough job of it. Rather get people involved, get private sector, get the private sector involved so that they can bring different skills, different experiences to make this as powerful as we can.
Absolutely. But what is going to be key also is going to be the partnerships that we have with government. So we had proposed that we have a rail advisory committee, so that as we work with government in order to plan and resolve the current problems and into the future as well. And there are departments that we work with, but ideally we would like to work with the head of states to ensure that it the plans come from right on top. Then we are able to assist government to implement it. So I would like to use this platform, and I'm sure there's somebody, one of your listeners, that knows His Excellency President Cyril Ramaphosa. As an organization, we want to engage him. We want to work with this country. The only way that we're going to achieve the vision of the economic reconstruction and recovery plan is through partnership with private sector. So here we are. Absolutely. We want to meet the president.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely vital. You're right. The only way to do it is to bridge that gap, to make sure that all of the stakeholders are involved and have an interest in the success, which interestingly enough is the same thing. You know, that's what makes it to some extent a little bit sad, but also a little bit easier, is pretty much everybody wants the same thing. We want to get people to work. We want to revive the economy. We want prosperity for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, for our colleagues, for the rest of the country. And the only way to do it is to work together. Marcel Nhlapo, thank you. A very, very interesting and actually very inspiring conversation. CEO at the African Rail Industry Association.